buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
Shatter barriers, break norms. Many people believe that you should not be fixing what is not broken. Yeah, it's true, but Larry delivers it with a twist, saying, if it ain't broke, then break it. Join Colin and Larry today as they talk about doing your part, constantly learn new things, and be disruptive in your journey to true growth. Let's all get hyped up in this latest episode of Sales Transformation.
But I think the one thing that stands out the most, I mean, so much good stuff there, but the one thing that stands out the most to me and is, I think, a common mistake of a lot of salespeople, especially ones that have been around a while, is thinking they know it all, not remaining teachable, not being open-minded enough to think that somebody might be able to teach them something. And sometimes those lessons might come from the person that you least expect it from. You know, am I humble and open mind and willing to learn, even that maybe I feel like I'm at the top of my game, or am I the person that thinks I know it all? And slowly you go from the top and start to work your way down, and then you get to the point where you're like, what? You can't even believe that this is the check you're receiving for commission. What happened?
So true. I've got two examples. One from last night. My daughter is 6. She'll be 7 in a week and a half, October 6th. She pretty much told me, I was thinking about my midweek, midday motivational minute. I went live today for the first time. I was looking for a topic. And she said, hey, daddy, do you remember Yo Gabba Gabba? Try it. You might like it. And she said, hey, what is that thing that you haven't dared to do, that you've thought about doing, but you haven't dared to do? And I'm like, that's my baby girl. She's dropping knowledge on me. That was my topic today. The other one, I had a conversation recently with a young lady who talked about George Brett, the great baseball hitter for the Kansas City Royals. And I think she said it was circa 85, 86. He was a beast. But in 85, 86, he went through a little slump. And essentially, they did an expose about how he hired out of his own pocket three, not one, not two, but three hitting coaches. And they asked him, George Brett, why are you hiring hitting coaches? And he said, hey, I need three different perspectives. I need three different viewpoints, because I know that I don't know it all. And essentially, it's in the margins. It's in the little details that are going to get me back. And yes, I love baseball. I'm going to pull out the bat. Oh, it's no. The little there margins is. That are going to be the difference between me having success and me being average. And he said, I don't want to be average. It's kind of like the great philosopher T.I. says, I don't want no mediocre. If you're going to be mediocre, you can't be on my team. I'm sorry. We can be friends, but you can't be on my team.
Wow. All right. So that's such a great example. And this ties into sales professionals, right? I mean, sometimes if you're not getting the support inside your organization to up your game, then you are responsible for your own success. Go out and get it. There's so many free resources. There's so many courses. There's books. You better be doing your part to up your game, and don't blame it on the company or the leads if you're not hitting your numbers.
I love it. Colin, why are you getting so hyped, man? I can feel some of me in you. Man, you got me ready to run through a brick wall. Normally, I'm the one getting people razzed and jazzed to run through a wall, but I feel you, man. I feel you. it's up to you. It's up to the individual to make it happen. If you sit back and wait for someone else to invest in your business, for me, it's Larry Long Jr. Incorporated. I run my business. I might get a paycheck from my company, but I run my business. I take control of the outcome. I take ownership of it. If yeah. I don't, I'm leaving it up to luck. And I gamble. Not very good. I don't like to leave things up to luck.
I think what we're all waiting for to up our sales game is the Larry Long Jr. book.
Uh-oh. Don't give all my goodies away, Colin.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we live in a world where there is so many resources. Now, there's good and bad to that, right? Because you said, you know, your company, right? You be mindful of your company. So be mindful of where you're getting that knowledge and what resources you are taking in. You know, make sure you do your homework, do your research to make sure that it's something that's tested, true, and in alignment with, you know, what you believe. Because there's a lot of different philosophies about sales. And, you know, some are, you know, things that might not be in line with, you know, how you go about doing sales. So do your homework. But get out there, you know, look for the resources to really up your game.
So true. So true. You got to find that fit of what's going to work for you. But you also got to get out of that comfort zone. It's easy peasy to kind of stay in that comfort zone. Oh, I'm doing it just because that's the way I've always done it. There's a saying that goes, if it ain't broke, most people will say, don't fix it. Well, I like the saying. I got this from one of my colleagues. He's a former baseball player from Canada, a pitching coach at Campbell University. He said, hey, one of my coaches told me, if it ain't broke, break it. I love it. Break it up, shake it up, flip it upside down. Shoot, you better break it because that's where you grow. And I can tell you, through this pandemic, we've all been getting broken up. We've all been getting shaken up. And there's going to be some winners. Kind of like Russell Wilson, the quarterback of Seattle, says, why not me? My question is, why not you? Someone's going to win. Why not you? Make it happen.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day. Weekends included to help you transform the way you sell.